And on the line with me for our Veterans Corner happens around 7 o'clock every Monday morning with Jerry Vogler. He's the McLean County Superintendent for the VA. Now, first things first, I want to talk about these VA veteran ID cards. So are these new cards that are happening? And how would I get a veteran's ID card? Why would I want one in instead of like a regular driver's license?
Well, first of all, Kat, good morning. And secondly, as far as the veterans' ID cards issued by the VA, that's a program that's been around for 4 or 5 years now, and it predates when the state of Illinois passed the law to have the words very small lettering on the lower right-hand corner of a veteran's personal driver's license. It predates that, but it was for the same purpose, so that especially this time of year when there's a lot of recognition of veterans, discounts at restaurants and other, you know, business establishments, that a veteran could very easily be recognized without having to carry his discharge papers and so forth with him for these discounts and other benefits. However, it's being kind of reinstituted because several states have the word veteran put on the driver's license. However, there's an issue with that because there's a lot of personal information on the driver's license, address, date of birth, that would contribute toward ID theft of a veteran's identification. And the fact that there is already a VA medical card, which is fully recognized by most places to identify as a veteran, but only about 33% of the veterans actually have a VA medical card, so that doesn't really work. This is a program where the veteran can go into the website, and if they just go into va.gov, records, ID cards, it'll pop right up. We'll have the address and so forth of the website online here today sometime, I'm sure. But it allows that veteran to be able to get the identification for the purposes of getting the discounts. Is what the big deal is, and because so few people have it, it's a way for the federal government to spread the ability, because unless you retire from the military, you don't get an ID. But if you got a VA health care, you get an ID, and that usually is sufficient. However, a lot of people, because of the hassle of doing it, didn't get the word veteran put on the driver's license. And anyway, you almost have to have a microscope to be able to read it. It's so small. So that's what that's all about. It's a program that's been around a while, but it is not being used as much as it could be because the word isn't out there about ability to get it.
Right. So we will put that up on our Facebook page and on our website as well eventually. I did also want to get to what the American Legion is doing for those veterans in nursing homes. There's a fundraiser happening outside of the normal Walmart right here off of Veterans Parkway. Can you tell us a little bit about that fundraiser, and has this been going on as an annual fundraiser, and how does it benefit those veterans in nursing homes?
Okay, we're going to do from American Legion Post 635 in Normal. They're going to hold a fundraiser at the front of the Walmart on October 31st from 10 in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon with a poppy distribution. That's the traditional veteran symbol is the poppy. And for a donation for the poppy, we take that those funds at the post, and those posts are applied to the Gifts to the Yanks Who Gave program, which is a national American Legion program that's this part of it is centered in Illinois, provides Christmas gifts every year to veterans who are confined in nursing homes. Many veterans who go to nursing homes, they don't have a lot of family in the surrounding area and that sort of thing, so they don't get a lot of visitors. So these gifts that kind of make Christmas a little bit happier for them. The big deal with it is that not only does the American Legion in Normal provide these gifts to the local nursing homes in Normal, they also, a good portion of the money goes to the statewide program that goes to everything from the Danville VA facilities, you know, for nursing home for veterans, as well as the five nursing homes run by the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs across the state.
Yes, and we need to start treating that. I don't know, as far as that, I remember that story about the LaSalle County Veterans Nursing Home and what had happened there. I think a bunch of veterans had gotten COVID, and the response was just really, really poor. But I think that we do need to start taking better care of our veterans in nursing homes specifically. And this is a great way to do it. So you're going to want to go out there October 31st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Correct, Jerry?
Correct. Correct. Awesome. In front of the Walmart in Normal.
Yes, in front of the Walmart in Normal. Now, I did also want to talk about scams. Now, there's a lot of scams out there, but there's a specific scam about a camp. It was for these Marines if they were exposed to contaminated water, and it sounds like it'd be something that is real, but it's not. It's actually a scam. Can you explain this scam to us and what veterans should be looking out for?
Well, anybody that's been watching TV for the last 5 or 6 weeks has been bombarded with everything from class action suits for Camp Lejeune contaminated water victims to individual law firms now advertising on TV where we will take up your case and you can sue for reparations on it. Right now, the VA does not recognize Camp Lejeune contaminated water for filing a service-connected disability claim. You can file the claim, but it's not going to be processed because it hasn't been fully vetted to the point where they believe that that's the causation without doubt. Instead, the government has allowed veterans and their families who have been affected by this to file a lawsuit, which means you've got to have your own private attorney or you get out of one of the class action lawsuits. The big problem is who you go to. Some of these are national, some of them are local. It's very difficult to determine which way you want to go. And one of the things that they aren't telling you is that if later on you are approved, the whole group is approved for filing disability compensation claims, anything that you get from that suit, so to speak, inside suit with the VA may be offset, and they haven't determined this yet, by what you may have gotten from the class action or private lawsuit in order to gain retribution on it. So that's one of the really big problems right now, and there's a lot of scams out there. A lot of them are by telephone. This, of course, is the season for all the scams because the holidays are coming up. And what you'll get is a phone call that says, we have looked at our files here at the VA and have determined that we need to do some updating. So we'd like to update your profile. The VA will not do that. Neither will Medicare, neither will Social Security. They will issue a letter to you if they want to do that. Then you've got time to check it out before you make a decision to give up that very vital information, which could lead to ID theft and other worse things.
Jerry Vogler, thank you for unpacking what these scams are. And I didn't know that around the holidays. And it makes sense, right? Around the holidays, these scams start to amp up. So be on the lookout for that. If you missed our Veterans Corner today, it will be published online, cities929.com. Jerry, you have a great rest of your Monday. And thanks so much for joining me here on Veterans Corner.
I appreciate talking to you this morning, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.